Vibrant picture house pickets in continued living wage strike. Bryant Eberson Nicholvash, London Socialist Party. For the first time, Beck to entertainment union members at four picture house sites took simultaneous strike action across London on the 11th of February. The Ritzy in Brixton was closed, and the other cinemas only stayed open, by shipping in managerial staff from other sites. At the picture house in Hackney, despite the atrocious weather, a picket was maintained from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m, that persuaded several potential customers to go elsewhere, and to write in protest to parent company Cineworld. At the picture house cinema in Crouch End there was a vibrant celebration of the strike. A very youthful picket line sang, and danced and demonstrated. One striker said they were happy to be striking, and would continue to do so until their demands were met. If management thinks it can bully and pressure these militant young workers to abandon their struggle, it must be in La La Land. Hundreds of leaflets at all sites were snapped up by the passing public, outlining their demand for a 98p an hour increase to meet the London living wage of £9.75 an hour, plus union-recognised sick pay, and maternity-slash-paternity-slash-adoption pay. It's not as though Cineworld could not afford it. With record profits for the last 4 years, they made £83.8 million profit in 2015 and revenues were up by 8.3% in 2016. A mass blockade of Picture House Central in Piccadilly is planned on the 25th of February at 2 p.m.